Man, I'm so pissed. I got the shitty ass salsa at the store today. Ah, shiv. I should have splurged, gone for the $4 one.
You know what? Salsa is really good if you could find it. Like, I don't know if they're phasing it out or phasing it in, but it's Tostitos restaurant style.
I got those, dude.
Restaurant style is the shit.
Yeah, restaurant style is the best. Oh, I forgot to get my chips.
The
Hold on
salsa,
one
not the
second.
chips.
Oh, they have
I buy like,
salsa?
they have a restaurant style salsa now. Like, it's
Ooh,
hard to find. I don't always see it. It's
that
way better
sounds
than.
fucking amazing. Is it really like us like saucy or there's a lot of chunks?
It's like, it's saucy.
Ooh, that gets me excited.
I like it way more than the chunky style, like the regular stuff.
Yeah. I got the
Chuck
chunk. I'm
really
not
is a big
happy.
fan of the
I
chunky
don't.
stuff.
The chunky style Tostitos salsa is just garbage. I don't know.
Oh,
This.
it's terrible. I got this chunky like Bobo brand and see, I like to mix my hot sauces with other really hot sauces because I like my salsa hot. And I got this
Your mom
shitty
likes it
type.
hot too, let me tell you.
Well, you try to make a point here. Point is,
The point is, your mom likes it hot.
damn it, that fucking salsa needs to be saucy and hot, like
Your
Naples
mom is
mom.
saucy and hot.
No, I already said Naples mom. It doesn't work if you if I've already said it.
Are we three?
I know you are, but what am I?
Episode 19 of the Perfectly Sane Show, part two of our giant Game of the Year extravaganza. I am Chris, and I'm here with Tony.
I guess I'm here, something.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Fozzie.
Game of the Year, Game of the Year.
And Jeff.
Oh, yeah!
Jeff, do some Jeff. Oh yeah.
So wait, what was your DCU universe character called again?
Ice Fox.
Ice Fox.
Maybe we can get him a like a sponsorship with Slim Jim.
Yeah, I could see that, dude. He's all Jerry and shit. He must be on fucking Slim Jim high for sure.
He's cooler than the fucking Chester the Cheetos guy or whatever he is.
Yeah, he's like a methadone like Chester the Cheeto guy.
Remember, kids, stay off of drugs.
Fucking Slim Jims.
But yeah, this is part two of our Game of the Year stuff. So today we're gonna talk about the four big platforms, PC, Wii, PlayStation, and Xbox. Kick it off with the PC. Let's throw some nominations out there, guys. Fozzie, let's kick it off with you.
Okay. Well, I think the most obvious one that most people are going to have on their list is StarCraft. I mean, after waiting all this time, and I actually never played the first one. And I know that a lot of people fucking, they've played that religiously, like seriously, like even now I'm pretty sure people still play it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I didn't really buy it for the multiplayer because I hear it's ridiculous and I'm just not that good in multiplayer games with that, those type of games. But single player was, I thought the story was great. The graphics were fucking, they're amazing, like the in-house cinema. But all in all, it controlled pretty well, and it was fun. You know, it brought back like those Command and Conquer days that I used to. I mean, I loved Red Alert, and that just kind of brought back good times. So, yeah, I think that was a really good game. My other nomination is Civilization V. And I just, again, that's a game that I think only works really for the PC. And it's the same old Civilization. It's fucking complicated as shit, but I think that's also that'd probably be up there for my game of the year.
Alrighty. Tony, you got any nominations you want to add on to that?
I think we need to toss out Dragon Age Origins. I mean, now I played it on the 360, but obviously this is a PC game through and through, and its main focus was PC, and it's a huge, massive game.
But it was last year, wasn't it? Or no?
Was it?
I
Was it
believe
last fall?
you might be right. I think Awakenings was.
There was an expansion this year.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm confused. All right, let me take that back. All right, we'll go
Okay.
Fallout New Vegas.
All right. All right. So, you played that on the
I
360,
played
right?
that on the 360. I wish I had it on PC because of the mods that are going to make it a much more full game than you could ever do on a 360. I mean, incredible game, expansive, a bit buggy, probably buggier than the first Fallout game, but. But a great game. I mean, fun campaign, fun stuff to do. But I mean, Fallout hit the nail on the
Yeah.
head too. I mean, I like both of those. I guess we could throw out Napoleon Total War.
Yeah, toss that
Yeah.
on the
You
list.
know, Sims 3 came out this year too, didn't
No.
I think the
That
PC
came out.
version came out last.
Oh,
Yeah,
did
it was
it?
on the
The port
PC
of it came
this
out
year.
on the consoles.
Yeah, I think it's been out for the PC for a little bit now, though.
Since like
Well,
last
shit.
summer.
All right. Never mind.
Back 1,000 here.
Oh
By
yeah.
the way,
It was last June.
best port to console, Sims 3. Excellent.
All right,
Yeah.
we'll tack that on to last week's show.
That's yeah.
Right.
Jeff, you got anything you want to add on to that list?
Well, I mean, you guys know I don't really play on the
Yeah,
PC, but
right.
I kind of want to nominate Amnesia because it looks awesome.
It is. It is actually awesome, so.
I don't know if it counts if I could do that, but I'll
Yeah,
throw it out
sure.
there.
Amnesia, The Dark Descent.
Did you play that?
I have, yes.
I heard it's really good.
It is. Very good story. It's a actual survival horror too, because you cannot. There's no way for you to fight back against the enemies, so
Oh, shit.
you're basically hiding or running away most of the
Yeah.
time. So it does a great job of building tension.
Oh, I bet, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, my nominations for this. The only thing I would add on to our list is Metro 2033.
I was
Yeah.
just typing in the I was just typing that in the chat box.
That
Yeah, again, that was
was
a game I haven't played yet. I wanted to, but
that game's pretty cool too. But I don't know. The one I'm gonna throw my vote behind is StarCraft II. So it's just so good. I waited like, a decade for that game. And it came out, turned out fantastic. So that's where my vote lies. Oh, what about you guys?
Well, fuck, I was going to go Sims 3, but apparently, newsflash, it came out last year. Well, I got a vote late, goddammit. I thought it was this year. But yeah, due to circumstances, then I gotta go StarCraft 2. I mean, it was. Oh, man. It was a great story. It was really good. And the voice acting was fantastic, too. So.
I mean, you think with all that development time, they spent their time well. Like normally when you
But
have games
at
that
least
are.
they brought it, like, they actually delivered, I mean, how
Well,
many.
right. Well, most of the times when you see games go like, 7, 8, 9 years, the game that eventually r is released is crap. You end up with shit
Yeah.
like Too Human
But
and
this is
Too Human.
Blizzard, so I mean,
Yeah.
it's like it's the norm. When you get like a Diablo game, it's going to be fucking masterpiece, but you got to fucking wait. 10 years to play it. Shit.
But when they do deliver, they deliver a
Yeah.
really good product, and then they deliver a product that's played played by a lot of people for a decade. So.
And their expansion packs, you know? I mean, their expansion packs are almost a new game in itself.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, especially this time around, because...
Yeah, the StarCraft trilogy looks...
Yeah.
They're literally games unto themselves.
The next two games are actually going to be full single-player campaigns, so...
It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait.
Are they going to have a new multiplayer suite as well, or is it...
I believe they're just going to, like, they might add new units and stuff, but it's not going to be a completely new multiplayer game. So, basically, the multiplayer that's out there now is StarCraft multiplayer.
So it's more the, like, when Halo ODST came out, the same exact multiplayer with a new campaign.
Yeah, and, like, maybe some new maps to play on and a couple new units per... You know, race. Kind of what they did with Brood War. Like, they added a couple different units, modified the tech tree a bit, and went along their way. So, that's probably what they're going to do when they release the Zerg campaign next, and then the Protoss campaign. So, Tony, where are you going to throw your vote behind?
I think I got to vote for StarCraft. I mean... Anytime you have a game that just hits every single point, like there's really nowhere to criticize StarCraft. Great multiplayer, beautiful. Great single player, great voice acting. I mean, it's a beautiful game. I think the only thing you could criticize it for was that stupid bug it had where it would overclock people's video cards and burn them out.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
But, well, I mean, other than that, the game has been utterly perfect.
And that wasn't even really... That wasn't so much that it was a bug. It was the game was designed to max out your graphics card. It was designed to use every ounce of your graphics card, but if somebody was already overclocking their card, it wanted to use that as well.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotcha.
So it was overusing the resources and basically burning out the cards.
Good thing I know nothing about overclocking, because all that shit sounds so sketchy to me.
Yeah.
Oh god, like one thing goes wrong and like your computer like blows up. It's like, fuck, man.
Catches on fire.
Like, no, I do
what's
not
going
know.
On?
I'm sorry.
Jeff?
Well, I don't think I could really vote because I didn't play it, but I'll defer my vote to you, so.
Alright, so.
Unanimous. Oh shit.
StarCraft 2 is our PC game of the year.
That might be the only unanimous vote we have all night, so.
That's, yeah, probably.
It's quite possible.
Because we're all voting against Epic Mickey. I'm just trying to.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Yeah, that's kind of what puts us in a spot with Epic Mickey, Jeff, is that none of us have really given it a shot.
Hold on, we'll hear what he has to say. Maybe
he could sway us.
Yeah, maybe you just can convince us.
I doubt it, but
maybe.
I have Captain Morgan flowing. You never know where this night will turn to.
Yeah, but the Wii is up next, so.
So it's time to start chugging. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, you might want to drink that bottle if you're gonna agree with Jeff on this one.
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead.
So, Jeff, I'm going to assume that your first nomination for the Wii would be Epic Mickey?
Yes, and I love the game, although I'm at a part right now where like I really want to just toss the disc out the window, but it's not a pick I could defend that well, because, I mean, the problems with it are, you know, well-known, and I can't really argue with them. Like, there are problems with it, but... Something about the game I really enjoy, and it's not just the fact that it's, like, Disney shit, although that's a huge part of it, is that you're going through Disney, like, basically through Disney World, like, you know, all the rides and shit.
Okay.
Like, everything's based off the rides, but, like, what I really like about it, just as, like, a game, is it's, like, it's the type of game that they don't make often anymore, which is just, like, an old school, like, 3D platformer where you're collecting shit, like, all over the place. And it's like a platformer. It's like that old school design, but mixed with RPG elements, which, you know, it's something kind of new. They didn't really have that in Banjo or in any of those old games, like Mario 64. There was no good or evil path or, like, you know, multiple quests going on at once, and you could fail quests in it and do things wrong and change the way people think about you. So that's what I like about it, but it is, from like a technical standpoint, to say it's the game of the year on the Wii, it's really hard. I mean, it would be my choice, but I can't defend it any more than that.
But that's your game of the year.
I like it a lot, man. Like, it's just, I got no other experience like that from a game this year, you know? I just saw Twitter.
It really is the only Disney game worth playing that came out this year, right?
Uh-oh.
There was Toy Story 3. That was, come on, it was good. It's
and,
fun.
And Split Second was a Disney game.
Yeah.
Pwned.
Disney Studios are good, man. I like them.
Yeah, they're putting out some solid stuff. I mean, evidently Tron's not very good, but yeah.
You win some,
you lose. Yeah, then you know what? Like, they released what, 4 games this year, and 3 of them, like, according to Jeff, were good. So Jeff did play more than we did, so we will defer to his judgment on that.
Hey, man, Epic Mickey got some good reviews.
Yeah.
Games Radar says
not great reviews, but good.
Games Radar says it's a sheer joy.
You sell like a box copy.
You're probably reading the box. That's on the front cover, isn't it?
No, they play a commercial at my work every like 2 minutes for Epic Mickey.
You know what? You've been brainwashed. That's what it is. There are some subliminal messages coming out of that saying "Game of the Year, Epic Mickey."
Well, there is one blurb that says like I forgot which critic said it, but they said it's the Wii Game of the Year. So I'm not alone in thinking it's a great game. It is a great game.
Oh, there are two of you.
Yeah,
it's all right. You got any other nominations you want to throw out there?
The Wii had a really good year. I think people sell the Wii short sometimes.
I think the Wii had its best year ever this year in terms of games.
Yeah, there were some really good ones.
There were solid nine or ten.
Yeah, great, that's not even
that came out.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even counting like Busy Scissors and all that stuff. I mean, those are great games too. But before I get to my more serious picks, I think that GoldenEye deserves an honorable mention. I thought that was done. But I think Donkey Kong Country Returns, I was leaning towards that for my overall game of the year for a while. I thought that's a... No one else has played it yet, right?
I have.
Play what?
Sadly, no, although it is definitely way up there on my two playlist.
I'm not a Donkey Kong Country fan, though, so that's not one that...
Like 2D platforming, right? Like, I don't know. I mean...
I do, but I just never got into... the Donkey Kong Country series. Like, I got into it too late or whatever, but I tried to play Donkey Kong Country and just did not like it. Felt really stiff.
It's a different... I mean...
Giggity!
I just think that Retro... I mean, I have a lot of faith in Retro now, man. Like, they have done two completely different genres, and they knocked them both out of the park. I think they did a great job on Donkey Kong Country. The only thing about Donkey Kong Country is it's probably the hardest game I played all year, and you, like, especially from, like, level 5 on, there's, like, eight levels, basically. From level 5 on, you have to memorize the level before you're going to beat it. So it's really hard, and it's really a lot of like playing it over and over and remembering where to duck and where to do this. And... But from a technical standpoint, it's like it's almost flawlessly designed, I think.
All right, so we get 2 noms up. Anything else?
I want to throw one more, and that is Super Mario Galaxy 2, which I think a lot of people are going to say is the Wii Game of the Year. And I thought it was a great game, but I thought it was... harder than the first one, and it didn't wow me as much as the first one, just because it felt like the first one redone or something, you know, like it added Yoshi, like there wasn't.
Man, I hate Yoshi. I hated the Yoshi levels in that game too.
the game was so hard.
I hated one of the Yoshi levels. It was absolutely atrocious. One of the early ones.
Yeah, I think that might have been like, and I was like, this is not making me like Yoshi any more than I already. I already hate this little fucking dinosaur.
It was the stupid berries that make him run really fast. You had to run up some sort of stupid wall, and it was just.
Yoshi is amazing. What are you guys talking about?
You like, it hit something and fall all the way down the wall.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't deny it's a really good game. And I like the fact that they removed the hub world, which is weird because I'm talking about Epic Mickey saying I love the old school 3D platformers, but this was just like select the level and go play it, you know?
Yeah, I think I kind of like that about it. But...
Yeah, that was cool. But that's it for me. And the Wii, I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like I'm missing something because there was some good stuff.
Well, the only one I would add on to that, and I wouldn't vote for it, so I would either go with Super Mario Galaxy 2 or defer to you on Donkey Kong. But it would be Metroid. Metroid Other M was really good. I really enjoyed that game a lot. I never finished it, but...
Neither did I.
That game got fucking difficult.
Metroid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting there. I just played it a couple days ago, and... It's getting up there in difficulty.
the narrative is kind of ridiculous, but
yeah. Oh my god, that thumbs up, thumbs down thing was so fucking stupid. I wanted to kill myself. I was like, I was starting to get into it. I was like, okay, this is a pretty badass like ragtag team. And then right when I saw that thumbs up, thumbs down, I was like, oh, this is quick.
Yeah, I mean,
so, I was like, fuck.
I mean, at least Nintendo tried to do, you know, what the other companies are doing for us, but they did it poorly.
But it was more engaging than, you know, most of what Nintendo's stories have been in a while, so I wasn't really playing it for the story. It was a lot of gameplay, but the gameplay was really good. A little bit disorienting sometimes when you had to kind of stop to fire your missiles. I wasn't a big fan of that, but I enjoyed that game quite a bit. And it looked really good too. The game looked awesome.
It was cool. Like there's just certain parts where it felt like you're playing, oh, this is like an old school Metroid but with like really nice tech behind it.
Yeah.
And you know, you're talking about the Wii, so that was pretty cool. But I don't know. I just near the end I got really frustrated and I just stopped.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with me. It was like, I don't care anymore. And it came
and there's
out
no achievements to make you keep going.
Yeah, well, and it came out at the right time because there wasn't a whole lot to play up until Reach, but once Reach came out, it's like, all right, yeah, Metroid's going to go on the shelf. And I just did not go back to it after that.
Can I point something out here?
Yeah.
We've been talking Wii games. Of all the games we've listed so far, all of them use the motion control for the Wii in really ancillary, non-vital ways. It just amuses me that the best games of the year don't use the motion control that sells the system in the first place.
And none of them use Motion Plus.
No.
Yeah, none of them are Motion Plus at all. I guess it proves that system can have like really good quality games, but it doesn't do a whole lot to, you know, put emphasis on that control structure.
Mm-hmm.
But in some of the, like in Donkey Kong, like I like the fact that sometimes you have to like you're beating on drums, like you have to shake both remotes, like you're beating on the drums to beat something up. Like it feels good. Like I like that. Necessary? No, but does it? It added to the experience for me. So.
So, Tony, you got anything you want to add on to the list?
Well, I actually want to add a game that actually used the Motion Plus in a significant way, and that's Red Steel 2. You start thinking about the Wii, and you think of, like, my first thought when somebody mentioned the Wii to me was, like, a great sword fighting game, and this is it. This is the one people were looking for. And with the Wii Motion Plus now and the actual, it's not quite one-to-one motion control, but it's as close as we can do it. I mean, you have that sword fighting feel. And I think that sort of game deserves some recognition. Being the one game that actually used the Wii Motion Plus this year to become a superior effort.
All right.
It's just unfortunately it came out after no one gave a shit anymore.
Right. Yeah. It sold really poorly. You can get on Amazon, you can pick it up for $26 with the Wii Motion Plus.
Really?
Yeah, you can get the core game itself for $13 right now.
I like that.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a feeling next year is going to be a different story and we might be talking about Zelda. I could be wrong, but.
I think we're going to talk about the new. You fucking console, or Nintendo's new console for that matter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, when we're having this conversation next year, I mean, based on what Nintendo has said is coming next year,
yeah,
the only game I think we'll be talking about is Zelda. And I'm not even a Zelda fan, but right now I don't see anything from them next year.
Is Kid Icarus coming out next year too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's 3DS, that's 3DS, right? Yeah.
Oh, they're not coming out with the Wii adaption for it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ, Fozzie.
No, Zelda's the last game ever to come out on the Wii.
Jeff, I don't keep up with your...
Zelda's it.
After Zelda comes out, you might as well go and burn your Wii in the yard.
I don't care, man. I'll be very happy to get that Zelda, so...
Yeah, you would. It's terrible, dude. Oh, the controls. I hate them.
If the control, I mean, can if they can pull off the controls, it could be awesome. If they don't, it could be the worst Zelda ever.
The Wii just needs to go the other ways that the other companies went. Make it so that you can play with the control, or if you want to do motion control, you have that option too. You cannot make a console motion control.
You guys really think that Nintendo would fuck up Zelda? That's like their prize franchise. They are not going to fuck it up.
What are you talking about? Square Enix has fucked up Final Fantasy for...
We're talking about Square Enix. They're fucking
stupid. Yeah, when you're talking Nintendo, I mean, if it's Mario, if it's Zelda, they're not going to...
Yeah, they'll experiment with Metroid. They'll try different shit. But, like, Zelda, they're not going to make a game that is bad.
They would kill the game before they released a bad Zelda game.
Yeah.
As I said before, and I'm not a huge Zelda fan... but I don't want to wave my arm around in front of the screen to, like, kill enemies and...
No. You should have an option. That's all I'm saying is... I'm not going to say that Zelda won't probably be good. Right now, the controls are shit, man. I mean, I really just don't like the swinging and... Just give me that option. Give me a regular controller.
They are probably going to create puzzles that you could only do with Motion Plus, which is, I think, interesting.
But then again, why? I doubt that they will force that on you, because if you don't have Motion Plus, that means you can't buy Zelda.
No, it's Motion Plus required, I think.
Is it? Because that's a terrible, terrible decision. That limits their audience.
Yeah, that's going to hurt that game sales.
Jeff, no.
Jeff is stunned. He's like, no, I hadn't thought of that. No,
you got to remember that one Motion Plus is packed into the controller now. Like, so if you go pick up a new Wii controller, it's in there. And two, they're gonna pack it in with the game. So.
But how many people are going out to pick up a new Wii controller at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I mean, you would know better than us since you sell the shit. So
not as you know. The big thing this holiday is Kinect and Xbox. Like, it's taken off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, half of all gaming sales in the month of November was Xbox.
I knew it. I called it, man. People, they saw the commercials or whatever for Kinect, and they captured their imaginations, and they want it. Like, everyone's up. And I'm telling everyone that gets it, I'm like, you want Dance Central with it? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, here you go. And I've been selling Dance Central like crazy, man. I'd just be like, you want Dance Central. Trust me, you want it. You want it with it.
Kinect owes Dance Central so fucking much, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Well, Dance Central is what sold me on that.
Yeah.
On
Oh, for Purple. Sure.
And then,
when I saw that E3, I was like, my God, this looks so stupid yet so fucking amazing. I need this. And it's fun though. My mom's played it before, my sister's played it before. Like these people that would never do any sort of gaming whatsoever. It broadens that audience, and they were actually having a lot of fun doing it. So I think it's pretty sweet.
I've had so many moms come in to buy the Kinect for their kids, and I'll be like, "Are you gonna get Dance Central with it?" She's like, "I don't know if he'd want that." I go, "You're not gonna play it?" She's like, "Well, I'll probably play it here and there." I'm like, "You want Dance Central? And I'll sell it to them. They buy it. It's so fucking funny." I tell them about what it is. I'm like, "If you play on hard, you have to dance like exactly correctly. It's gonna like, you know, it's really fun." I know a lot of my like guy friends that bought it, and they're like, "Awesome!" I swear to God, I've sold so many fucking moms on Dance Central.
Look at you, you sly little fox.
I want people to have a positive experience with it, you know. I haven't even played the damn thing, but I know what's good for it.
It's not even like Kinect Adventures is that bad. And even if you look at the official Kinect ones, Kinect Sports, Chris, you said that was really good, and you said
Kinect Sports
Kinect
is excellent.
Fitness is too. So
I
I
recommend
really
it.
want to get those two as well.
I recommend Kinect Sports too to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the
Kinect.
best game on the Wii this year.
Right.
All right. But Tony, did you have anything besides Red Steel you wanted to add on the list?
That's it.
Okay. Foz, anything you want to add?
The only other game we didn't really talk about is a game called I think it's Blue Ocean. It's a diving game, and then you just search underwater and whatnot. But I mean, that's a very, very broad audience, but or not broad, like you know, very small audience that would play that type of game. But I find it, you know, it's really peaceful and it's pretty cool, and you know, just checking out all the fishes and whatnot, it's pretty relaxing. I don't know if I'd put it as like one of my game of the years, but I only played like five games on the Wii anyway, so it's still a quality game.
All right, so we got Blue Ocean, and we just got slipped a little note here. Jeff, you got another game you want to talk
Yeah,
about?
this is another one. I don't know how many of you guys played it, but it was excellent. It's called Monster Hunter Tri.
I heard that was good.
It was really good, man. And like it's easily the best online Wii game that there probably has ever been. Like, it's not a game you want to play alone offline. It was all about going on, getting a group of people, and going and hunting monsters. Did you have that, Chris?
No, I had wanted to play it, and by the time I got around to going to pick it up, you guys have kind of already moved on from it.
Yeah.
So I never actually got around to it, but I heard really good things about it.
Like Sean dropped like dozens of hours into it. I used to play it with him a little bit, and that's a game that I think can't be overlooked. I think it was a really good game. I mean, once again, I think the Wii had a really great year. I think it Out of all three consoles, I might have had the best year in a way.
All
Or
right.
maybe the most underappreciated year.
So no, nobody wants to nominate Kirby's Epic Yarn.
No.
Tony?
No.
No.
That game got so many E3 awards too. I don't get it. Like.
know, it's a really attractive game. It pushes the Wii to the graphic limit. And if you look at it from a pure technical standpoint, it is probably the best game that came out on the Wii this year. But from a gameplay standpoint, from like a longevity standpoint, from an enjoyability standpoint, it's not good.
It's a bore, yeah.
So
All right,
it wins beauty contests. That's Epic Yarn.
so no Kirby here. All right, so I'll kick off the voting. I'm gonna throw my vote behind Mario Galaxy 2, but you guys feel free to sway me in any direction you want.
I am voting right behind you, so.
Okay. Jeff.
I can't betray my heart on this one. I love Epic Mickey.
Jeff, your heart will go on.
It's true, but I mean, I didn't have more fun with anything else, so I have to go with Epic Mickey.
All right, Fozzie.
If this was my Game of the Year awards, I would choose Super Mario Galaxy 2. But it is the Game of the Year award. And Jeff
What?
knows more about Nintendo than anyone else, so I will go Epic Mickey as well.
You just split the vote.
No, you
Yes,
haven't
sir.
played it. You can't pick a game you haven't played.
Yes, I
can. Don't know anything about it.
I can trust Jeff's judgment, just like he trusted us with the PC. I trust that he knows more than us about what Wii games are best out there. So I'll go with him with Epic Mickey. Who knows? If we played it, maybe we would have picked that too.
That's the correct answer too.
Here's Epic Mickey. I will not play Epic Mickey. I have.
Well, then you're already being a hater.
Listen to why. I reject it based on the opinion of a bunch of expert reviewers who tell me that the gameplay is not that good.
But you haven't played it. Here's what I'm gonna say. If you guys like the old N64 platformers, you gotta give it a try, man.
See, I hated those.
All right.
Well, then he's not changing his mind. Talk to Chris. He could be the factor. He could be swayed.
Although,
I mean, I don't know. Were you a big fan of Banjo and stuff like that? Like,
I was not a fan of Banjo. Actually, I did not like Mario 64 really either.
Yeah, I thought Mario 64 was the worst Mario. Sorry, I'm tossing it out there.
You didn't like Donkey Kong 64?
Oh, and I'm not a Donkey Kong fan at all. So.
See, I liked the Donkey Kong's game before 64. Once you went from 2D to 3D,
different places, Jeff. Right now, shit.
Jeff's looking for the sweet spot, and he's not finding it. All he's hearing is "ow, ow, ow." Why are you doing that to me? That's all.
Jeff budges. So you got.
You're not gonna budge it. I mean, Epic Mickey feels at home on the Nintendo system, and it feels like a really fun throwback to like what games used to be about. So I'm not moving on this.
But do you think it could be better on the 360?
It could be better on the 360, but it wouldn't feel the same. Like it wouldn't feel like it feels like it was meant for Nintendo.
But why?
Because it's the type of game that Nintendo makes, you know? Like that's the kind of game that was popular on Nintendo systems.
Here, let's go this way. What flaw is there in Mario Galaxy 2 that causes you to choose Epic Mickey over that game?
Ooh. I didn't have as much fun with it as the first. Like the thing, like as soon as I played Mario Galaxy 2, it like almost was not on my list for Game of the Year. When I played Mario Galaxy 1 right away, it was Game of the Year for me. Like I chose it as Game of the Year when it came out. And the reason is it's just it's feels like Mario Galaxy 1. Like it didn't feel like they did anything different.
I'm not with you on that point because I could not get through the first Galaxy. I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed the second game.
Well,
there was a lot of change to level design in the second game that made it a lot more appealing to me. The way they worked in the 2D with the 3D and mixed it together in the levels, that was really cool to me.
There was hints of that in the first one. I just think you're a Mario savant that like wants a harder Mario, so I think that's why you liked it.
I'm not a Mario savant. That game took me nearly 20 hours to beat. And I don't know, I thought the level design in that game was near perfect.
It was.
It was good.
Fuck it, fine. Mario Galaxy, whatever. You guys want to be boring?
So,
I wanted to be edgy, but gotta go Galaxy.
It's not, I mean, yeah, Afazi, you changed yours to Galaxy. I'm sticking with my heart. I'm sticking with
Epic. You didn't go Epic? I'm going Epic Mickey.
I am
then,
going
too.
Son of a bitch.
No, I'll go Galaxy. We can't have a tie here.
It's hard for me to argue with Galaxy. It's a great game, don't get me wrong. I forgot about it as soon as I was done with it.
Ooh.
I think we're gonna have a stalemate like this in next episode. Except we're not leaving until
I will not budge. I will not budge.
Well, that's the only way to move over is like
someone gets too drunk and they're like, I give up.
I challenge you to that honor.
I mean, so what is it? Is it Galaxy then for the Wii? I mean, I guess.
Whoa. That's for next episode.
No, I'm talking about...
For this, for the Wii.
Oh, yeah, Galaxy.
It's the boringest choice out of all of it, but...
Oh.
It's like, I don't know. I think if you had gone Donkey Kong Country, I might have thrown my vote behind that. But
I would I would choose Donkey Kong over Mario. But I would choose Epic Mickey over Donkey Kong.
Right. Okay.
Let's not open that can of worms.
So moving on. PlayStation 3. Game of the Year. Tony, what do you want to nominate?
Oh, there are so many.
There's one.
There's going to be a lot less disagreement here.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
I'm going to throw out Heavy Rain. Before you guys rain on that game's parade, because I thought that game
it had
some flaws, but it did some things with its gameplay that no other game does. Its use of the Siraxis controls and just the contextual button presses in general, mixed with an edginess to what was going on screen, just really gave a feel that no other game had this year.
Yeah, that toothbrushing scene, that was
Well, but there was the scene where you cut your finger off.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, and so there's funny. There was yeah, and I was like, I don't want to cut my finger off, and you know, I've never had that feeling in a game before. I mean, at that moment, the distinction between me as a gamer and me as the character on screen got blurry, and that doesn't often happen in games. There's that part, and then there was the part where you're driving the wrong way down the highway.
Ah, yes.
I actually ended up accidentally throwing my controller across the room because I was jerking it back and forth because I didn't want to die. And, you know, it just drew me in a way that other games just didn't this year. So I have to throw that one out there. I mean, I can definitely be talked out of that one because there are some other serious flaws with, say, the voice acting and the plot that make it less desirable. But pure gameplay, that was an amazing, amazing game. And the other game I want to throw out, because I know you guys are going to have some other ones, God of War 3. That game was utterly beautiful, utterly bloody, and had some of the greatest God of War moments ever in the series. I'm not sure that it was the best game in the series, but it was definitely a great game that came out this year and deserves mention. I'm glad I stirred you guys to such passionate opinions.
I'm just listening to Fozzie munch on his fucking chip.
It was just that chip right after he's like... that was just priceless.
Just sneaking.
It's so funny because you guys stopped.
You fat kid, put down.
No, you guys stopped, and I stopped eating. I was like, "Oh shit, are they on to me?"
You got
talk salsa for the past 30 minutes. Of course, I'm gonna have chips. So while we're drinking or podcasting,
it's okay. Tony, good. Did you have anything else you wanted to nominate?
I'm just going to toss out those two for the moment.
Okay. Fozzie, what you got anything?
Hold on. I had to finish that chip. Really, those two were the only PS3...
exclusives?
Yeah, that I played, really. When I look at the list, I mean, everything else I pretty much play on Xbox, so... for this one, I'll pretty much agree with Napo. I really don't have much to add to it PS3-wise. MLB The Show was a pretty good PS3 game in terms of sports. I thought that was a pretty good one. Yeah, besides that, I don't really have anything.
All right. Jeff?
Surprisingly enough... you know, Heavy Rain is a deeply flawed game, I think, but it's an experience you couldn't get on any other console, I thought. And it was unique, you know, period. And I have to choose that. It has to be my only nomination, is Heavy Rain.
Alright, yeah.
And 3D Game Heroes, of course.
Okay, yeah, I'll throw that on the list here. That Game Heroes. Ooh, wow. I'd love to nominate the Sly Collection, but I don't think that's legal.
Because they didn't come out, really.
Yeah, it's came out 10 years ago.
They are remastered.
Yeah, so it's not doesn't really count. I don't know. Yeah, I can't, in all honesty, nominate Gran Turismo. It's not good enough. Yeah, and My Nation Racers was kind of busted. Mag was meh. White Knight Chronicles was okay. Can we nominate Demon Souls?
Demon Souls came out last year.
Yeah, I know. Nominate that again?
If we nominate it, I'll take it. And if we nominated Sly Cooper, I would lean towards that too. That game is fucking awesome.
It's hard for me to come up with an original game like a PS3 exclusive that was not, you know, based on an old game for this year. So I don't have any nominations.
Damn it, you guys were supposed to come up with some after I talked.
No, really, I think you named the top two possibilities. And Fozzie named it a good one too in MLB 10 the show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man.
Yeah, very good game.
I don't know if we can go sports game for game of the year, but
hey, it could be an upset.
The thing about a game like that, it wasn't that different from last year's game.
I didn't play last year.
It did. I mean, it added the whole catching thing in the create a player mode, the road to the show.
You like call a game,
right? Which was cool the first couple of times you did it, and then really got old. Like, it made the games take a really, really long time, having to be out there for every pitch.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so stupid.
Okay.
I was into
double A for felt like years.
Now, if you toss multi-console games into this mix, it gets a lot more complicated. Because then you open it up to games like Red Dead and Black Ops.
Do we want to do that, or do we want to add a fifth category?
I mean, we could, but what would you pick, though? Because none of us really played those on the PS3.
All right, why don't...
Let's create that new category then. We'll go with exclusive.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that last. We'll do that after we get through this. Okay. So we have four nominations for the PS3: Heavy Rain, God of War 3, MLB 10 The Show, and 3D.Game Heroes. Tony, your vote?
It's got to be Heavy Rain. I mean, it's one of those games that could change games in the future. It's different from everything else that's out there, and it was an experience you couldn't get anywhere else. So, Heavy Rain.
All right. Fozzie?
Heavy Rain.
I think... All right. Jeff?
I choose Heavy Rain.
I think one of our listeners is going to be really, really angry with us, as Heavy Rain's already won at this point. And I have to throw my support behind that as well. As you guys said, it was a unique gaming experience. And really, as far as PS3 exclusives go, it's probably the best one. So, yeah, Heavy Rain. There we go. Sorry, Brian.
Ruh-roh.
All right.
She's turning our podcast off in anger as we get to this point.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys. They don't know anything about games.
How could they? The game was flawed.
It was. And I think we all admit that. That game was heavily flawed.
It's like, I mean, games like the original Mass Effect. I mean, deeply, deeply flawed. But the things that are good about it so outweigh the things that are bad. It's tough to not
Schnarf.
And it was a game that really took some risks.
Yeah,
you know, it was something that we hadn't ever seen before. And yeah, the storytelling, the narrative, might, you know, the voice
controls,
acting, the controls,
everything
about it was kind of fucked up. But I don't know. It was an experience, and when I played it the first time, I enjoyed that experience. I don't ever want to go back and play it again. but I enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, I was reading about some people going back and playing it, like getting every ending and that kind of thing. Why are you doing that?
No, it's like it's. I think we talked about it maybe a little bit last week, or maybe the week before, but. I kind of compare it to watching The Sixth Sense. Like, once you know that twist, it's not as good anymore.
Right.
You know what? In The Sixth Sense's defense, I watched that again like a couple years ago, and that is a great fucking movie, man.
Well,
like,
it holds up. You don't have that suspense behind it anymore, and that's really what drove.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
all about the narrative, and it was about the twists, and
yeah, and you can go back and look at The Sixth Sense and go, that was a good movie because it was, you know, well directed and well written and well acted, but none of those things apply to Heavy Rain.
Yeah, no. That's true. But so the thing is, I want to play Heavy Rain again because everyone, like, I got the worst ending possible. Everyone died on me. Like, I lost the journalist halfway through in the house. She got killed by a serial killer. I'm like, I did everything wrong in that game. I want to see, like, the actual ending.
I will say that game made me so much better at contextual button presses. Like, I was pumped for God of War 3 after playing that. I'm like, I can take this now.
Yeah, like, simple quick time events are they're nothing compared to this shit.
I proved I can press 5 buttons at once, so.
That part was so annoying, oh my god.
Wait, so you got killed by the crazy guy?
Yeah, because I didn't realize when it was a dotted line or whatever, you're supposed to, like, I forgot how it worked, but you had to gradually do the button, had to gradually do something, and, okay. Like, I was doing it wrong, and so she got killed by, like, the serial killer in his house.
That sucks.
It's funny, though, because, like, you had a completely different experience from me, because everybody in my game lived.
Like, yeah, like, I had this terrible ending. I was like,
no, she died at the end of mine.
So, yeah, so, I mean...
That was, like, the one time I messed up. I was like, no!
That game definitely gave us all a different experience, and right now it's our PS3 game of the year. So, moving on to the Xbox 360. Fozzie, what do you want to nominate?
Well, definitely, we could start out with, I think everyone's, it's got to be on everyone's list, is Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Tony, what did you think about Mass Effect 2? Did you enjoy it a little bit?
He hated it.
Whoops. He's not here. Mass Effect 2, there were some things about Mass Effect 1, as much as I loved the game and the space exploration, the thing that Mass Effect 2 did so great was that it took those little minor tweaks that needed to be done, and it perfected it. I think that overall, really? the combat's better, dude, I think, compared to the first one.
I think they just removed everything that didn't work. That's what kind of bugged me. But okay, go ahead.
No, okay. Well, I mean, I was saying that I thought that, yeah, the combat was really good. They kept all the you know, key assets, like being able to freeze time to look at your different powers and whatnot. Let me think what else. I mean, also the story, and I think the side missions were pretty cool too. It was kind of like basic, where you had to just go find a person, then do their mission, and then go find a person, do their mission until you get to the very end. But the thing was that they did a really good job with each of the fucking missions, so that it didn't feel tedious at all for me. I thought each one was new and different. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely up there in terms of my games. And then, of course, we have Halo Reach as well, but I think I'll let someone else talk about that.
All right. Jeff, you got anything you want to nominate?
I think Fozzie touched upon the big like two ones that I thought were great. I liked Mass Effect a lot. I can't argue with it being a great game, but there's something about Halo Reach to me that It really felt like, you know, a love letter to the fans, and just like a game that the developer put a lot of love and effort and time into. And it's a great shooter, man. I have to lean towards Halo Reach. I'm trying to think if there's something else I'm not remembering that was.
There is one more out there somewhere. Actually, two more.
Well, I'll give that over to Tony. I mean, I can't think of him.
All right. Well, I'll nominate Alan Wake.
Oh yeah.
Everyone seems to forget that one. So I will put that on our list. I don't think it's going to hold up very well, but.
I think you may have been the only one who played it, too.
I played an hour of it, and I loved it. I thought it was really cool. So
yeah, the story in that was really cool, and the combat gets really repetitive, though. So if you only played an hour of it, like you probably played to the point where it's like, oh, that's great. Yeah.
Well, like the combat, even for right off the bat, I was like, this is kind of whatever. But I didn't care because I just felt like I was in a Stephen King book. It even starts with a Stephen King quote, and I'm like, this is great. This is right up my alley, you know?
I like the flashlight thing. I think it was pretty like a pretty cool concept that you don't really see in games.
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
No, that was really cool. Yeah. I did enjoy that quite a bit. All right, Tony. What else you got?
Add one more to the hopper. Splinter Cell Conviction. I don't know if it was the best game to come out this year, but it definitely had some really entertaining elements. The co-op play was a lot of fun. I think the mark and execute mechanic is something you don't normally see that sort of thing in a game where you can just go in a room and bang, 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 and everyone is dead. It was really fun, fun to do. And the fact that you had to earn that ability by taking somebody down without anyone noticing you were there was really cool. So that game was a lot of fun. I'm not sure that this would get my exclusive game of the year vote, but definitely a game that people should look at and play.
And a huge improvement over the older Splinter Cells, I think.
Yes, it was a lot more playable.
You know what? We talked about it a little bit earlier while we were doing the Wii. I'm going to throw out Dance Central as well. just because, you know, it did so much to sell the Kinect. And it is very much a first year music game, but such a good game.
That would probably be one of the most innovative games of the year. You know, it's using brand new tech.
Yeah, it does it really well too. So,
Did Deadly Premonition come out this year too?
It yeah. did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Put that sucker on there, and you might as well throw you might as well throw Limbo in there as well.
Oh yeah, Limbo. Very good.
Oh, if we're gonna get into that.
Hey, it's Xbox Live.
I was thinking of Pac-Man and Lara Croft, but those were on PS3 also. But
yeah, we can talk about
them.
You can
put those on multi-console.
No respectable gamer plays any of that shit on PS3.
Right.
Because it takes 2 weeks to download one.
Exactly.
All right, look, it's release day. I can play in a Fortnite. Sweet.
Yeah, Limbo was great, Foz. That's a great. But what was the other one that you mentioned?
He doesn't remember.
No, I was just Agent Chip. It's Deadly Premonition was the other one.
Somehow I don't see that beating some of the other ones, but then again, I haven't played Deadly Premonition. I want.
Oh right, Deadly Premonition. Yeah, I can't honestly give my vote to Deadly Premonition, but yeah, I liked it quite a bit. Game was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to nominate Alpha Protocol.
I don't think that's an exclusive.
Was it on PS3?
I think yeah, it was on PC and PS3, yeah.
Yeah, it was on everything. You know what the best thing about that game is? Is when you turn the game on and it gives you the old Sega boot up.
Sega.
Exactly.
Does it, do that?
It does that. That is the best part about that game.
You know what the best part of that game is? Turning it off.
Hey-o.
Yeah, because you can listen to that Sega intro on like any old Sonic game.
That's true, and they're a lot better.
Yeah, and then you don't have to play Alpha Protocol. So, all right, voting time. Fozzie, go.
What? Go let's Where's see. That's a tough one, dude. Because I want one of these two games to win Game of the Year and Xbox Game of the Year. Bro. So I'll go for Reach, just on the base on the same terms as Jeff, as Bungie put everything in this game to make it perfect. I think that this was the complete Halo experience, just with all the little tweaks they did with multiplayer, the graphic-wise, story-wise. I think this is what Halo was supposed to be all those years a long time ago, but they just didn't have the technology, or they just didn't know what they were doing back then. But this is definitely their best game to date, and I think that's why it's my Xbox Game of the Year.
All right. Jeff?
I'm going with Halo Reach. As much as I love Mass Effect 2, I love Halo Reach a lot. I'm going to get back into it soon, so that's my vote.
I really want to vote for Limbo. In fact, I'm going to, and then Tony can knock my vote out. Limbo was so good. I think it was the best platformer I played this year, and I love that game.
That's because you didn't play Wii games enough.
Fuck the Wii.
Limbo could have been done on the Wii pretty well, too.
It could have. It could have been done on anything.
It would have been $50, but...
Right, exactly. They're fine with that. So it's like, I think... And looking back on it, it's like, I can't believe people bitched about the price of Limbo. That was such a great game, and like you got it for $15. Like they put that on the way, and it would have been $50. So,
I'm kind of surprised, though. I'm kind of surprised you didn't go with Halo or Mass Effect.
Yeah, Limbo is where I'm putting my alliance right now. I'm an island of my own.
yeah, you are.
My own.
All right, so I'm going with Mass Effect 2. I think Reach is a fantastic game, but it doesn't innovate. It just perfects, which in my mind makes Mass Effect 2 a much better game. I think Mass Effect 2, in the way it incorporates your information from the first game, it really changes the nature of what it is to be a sequel. The fact that we can all have different Mass Effect 2 experiences based on our different playthroughs of the first game is amazing to me. And it's something I would love to see in a lot of other games. Like, you know, the Dragon Ages of the world. If that kind of thing could happen in Uncharted, or, you know, just think of the possibilities there. And I mean, it was they improved all the technical problems from the first game. Like, the first Mass Effect was a technical mess. And this just far and away blew the first game away. I don't know. I got to go with Mass Effect 2. Halo Reach is a great game, but it's not anything we haven't seen before. And Mass Effect 2 is that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. It's hard to argue with that, but I'm not budging. I mean, that's a very good. I think that's one of the biggest innovations of the year, is being able to import what happened in the last game. You know, that's a very big deal. But I didn't even do that because I think I deleted my Mass Effect 1 save file at some point, and I didn't remember what the fuck happened.
Oh, mistakes! I am going to, in preparation for Mass Effect 3, I'm going to start over. I'm going to play it through the first game and then the second game, and then have like this complete experience all year long.
Yeah, that would be really fun to do when the third one comes out.
All right, well, me and Tony split here, so there's no alliance. So,
Hillary. Nice work, Jeffrey.
Reach it is, bitch.
Yeah, we gave the props it deserved.
Now, it deserves it. It does. I think you guys can't be too upset with Reach winning.
No. No, I mean, Reach is a fantastic game. There's no question about that.
Yeah, there's no bitterness here. me and my stupid arcade titles.
Mass Effect 2 is looking at Chris pretty cockeyed about that.
Although I would have voted for Reach if I didn't vote for Limbo.
Nice.
So, damn you.
Sorry. All right. So the final one for this episode will be the cross-platform multi... Basically, best Xbox 360 or PS3 game combined. Like, that didn't come out exclusively on those consoles. Because we did already kind of... For our PC title, we did have, you know... There was a Metro 2033 and Fallout New Vegas, both of which appeared on, you know, the 360 and PS3. Or did Metro appear on the PS3? Not sure about that.
I don't think it did. I think it was just, you know what, I'm not sure.
Yeah, whatever. So, all right. In any case, we needed games for the PC anyway, so... All right, Tony, nominations for cross-platform game of the year.
All right, I think any cross-platform game has to start off with Red Dead Redemption. I think this one might overshadow a lot of our awards, but I mean, fantastic game, beautiful, amazing storyline, fantastic ending. Like, I don't know how gaming gets better than Red Dead. It's just an amazing, amazing game. And then there's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Love Ezio. Love the whole assassin storyline. I love stabbing people in the neck. That's always fun. And then my third one, Call of Duty Black Ops. I love that game probably more than the rest of you do. I think some of you all hate it on some level, but... I love it. I adore it. It was a lot of fun. I love the single player campaign. I think that's the best Call of Duty single player campaign ever. So yeah, those are my three.
All right. I'm gonna add on to that by also tacking on Battlefield Bad Company 2. I really like that game a lot. Game kind of gets passed over a bit because it came out early in the year, but that was I enjoy that game multiplayer much more than Call of Duty. That actually pulled me away from Modern Warfare 2, and it's kind of kept me away from Black Ops. So
we need to make sure all four of us buy the Vietnam expansion.
I don't think Jeff even has Bad Company 2, did he, Jeff? Is he back? Jeff?
Jeff went in search of beer.
Ah.
Out there somewhere.
Oh, well. Okay. All right, Fozzie.
Yes.
Any other nominations? Actually, wait, before we do that, I want to... I almost forgot about this one. Pac-Man. Championship can't forget that at all. That needs to be on this list.
I'm going to throw out Hot Pursuit out there. I think that was my racing game of the year, so I really liked it. It was awesome. Fucking cops, dude. That's my favorite Need for Speed franchise out of all of them. The whole like cops thing is just it's so much more interesting than normal game, race games. Jeffrey? Yeah.
what exactly has been nominated? I have to agree with you. Need for Speed, at one point I was considering it a game of the year overall. I love Need for... I just love the old Hot Pursuit, and the new one is just excellent.
Yes. I agree with everything he said.
All right. So far it's been Red Dead, Brotherhood,
yes.
Black Ops,
no.
Battlefield Bad Company 2,
no. Yes.
Pac-Man Championship what? Edition DX. Never.
Hell fucking yes.
Never.
And Hot Pursuit.
And Hot Pursuit. Okay. I'd like to also throw out, no one's going to agree with these, but Darksiders and Just Cause 2, both really fun games. Darksiders.
Whoa.
Sorry, what?
Darksiders was a very good Zelda clone, and I love Zelda. And Just Cause 2, I think it really pushed like what you could do in a sandbox game, and it was more fun than most sandbox games. Definitely more fun than GTA 4. So.
All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 nominations.
This is gonna be tough.
I don't think it'll be tough.
I'm gonna cast my initial vote for Pac-Man.
Ooh, initial. That means he can be swayed.
I can be swayed on this, but it's gonna have to take some convincing.
You and your Pac-Man.
You should play it.
Yeah,
I will play it. I swear. I have
play it right now. Download it. You can get it.
Buy it.
Play the demo. Play the demo, and then you will have to buy it.
Just buy it.
Or just buy it.
I'm saving my points for Bad Company.
No.
Vietnam. Fair enough. Play the demo. All right. So yeah, that's where my vote is right now. Next.
Fozzie, vote for something.
Yes. What was the very first one you said?
Red Dead.
Red Dead.
Red Dead. I'll go Brotherhood.
Oh,
I
fuck
really
that. Stands on chance, buddy.
No, man. Fuck you. That was a good damn game. I mean, the storyline, I really enjoyed the second one, and I guess it's a lot of hit or miss, and I thought it really tied the game up well. I thought that it was a full-fledged game. It wasn't an expansion pack by any means. And the multiplayer, which I thought would suck, actually turned out to be really fucking fun. Like, it was one of the best multiplayers I played this year. So
you're going to be playing the multiplayer like 6 months from now, right?
Well, what other multiplayer would I be playing? Halo Reach, but that's an Xbox game.
You guys are all going to sell that game by fucking March.
I will not sell that game.
Never.
That is staying in my collection.
Jeff, you can shut it.
I know the truth.
You know nothing.
I still have the first two Assassin's Creed games. I'm not getting rid of this one.
You'd be one of the few that do. Most people sell that game right away. Like, whatever. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, guys.
I love the series. It's amazing.
That was a sigh.
I'm going to have all 12 of them sitting there in a row.
This is a sigh directed towards you.
All right, Tony.
Jeff, okay.
Oh, whoever wants to go.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Tony. Right. Go ahead.
I'm going with Red Dead Redemption, despite my love of Assassin's Creed. I have a hard time in my head picking whether this or Mass Effect 2 would be my game of the year. It's a tough decision. Like, Red Dead is an amazing, 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 amazing game on every level. Like, it's a Western, it's open world, and it just draws everyone in a way that other games don't. And it gives you a taste of something you don't have in other games, like an environment you haven't experienced before. So yeah, Red Dead, love that game. It's a lot more than GTA Old West.
I mean, I think what I love about Red Dead is the same thing that I love about all Rockstar games is the environment and the attention to detail. Like, just little things. Like, you walk in the bar, there's, like, the deer heads and shit on the wall and, like, stuff like that. Like, but the funny thing is, Pac-Man Championship Edition DX is my choice.
No!
That game is so
good.
Oh, my
God. This is going to be ridiculous.
It's not.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's...
Fuck. Chris is going to go with him. No!
I already went with
Chris chose.
I voted
first.
Oh,
you did? Oh,
Pac-Man just won, boys. I don't know if you noticed.
No, that's just wrong.
We could argue about this if you want, but I think that, one, neither of you guys have played it. Me and Chris have. And
you need to calm yourself, young man, before you start throwing accusations everywhere.
What, are you playing it?
I haven't. I don't see. I don't see you on my leaderboard.
Yeah, your leaderboard can shut the hell up.
I have it for both PS3 and 360.
That's not fair. You guys are being biased. And it's a fucking 25-year-old game. You cannot.
It's not. It's a brand new game, man.
Yeah. I don't believe it at all. You freaking. They put a new paint job on it, and all of a sudden it's a new game.
It's don't not, give me that shit. It's all about scoring as high as you can now, and it's about speed.
That's what she said, but it doesn't matter. All I know is that it's a 25-year-old game with a new little paint job on it, and you give it high praise.
There's like eight new maps, and...
Don't give me your map shenanigans.
There's like 70 ghosts chasing you.
Yeah. We'll see.
You eat them all at once, and it goes ding, 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 ding.
It's so great.
It's very addictive, and on a pure gameplay standpoint, like, it's just pure fun, and just sit down for a couple minutes and have some fun. I don't think anything beats it, man.
I think you don't get any moment in that game that's not just joy. I think there are moments in Red Dead that you remember forever, that you hold with you. I don't think you'll ever get that experience from Pac-Man. You're like, oh, I beat my high score, but that's all you get.
I'll say this. I was going to go with Red Dead, and I have big problems with Red Dead, but... When Chris nominated Pac-Man, I agree. I like it.
All right.
I have no problems with Pac-Man. Put it that way.
I think we're gonna have some major.
I have severe problems with Pac-Man.
You need to play it. It's all about.
Yeah,
the
I don't think this was unanimous, so I'm gonna have to say screw this.
It won. Multi-console Pac-Man Championship DX.
No way. No.
This is...
It's our most interesting award, I'd say, thus far, so...
Napo, you should have stuck with Brotherhood. Now you done goofed. You let these noobs...
You would have never swayed me to Brotherhood, I'll tell you that.
Face.
That's a good point. We would have never gotten Jeff on board with Brotherhood.
But we would have gotten Christopher.
You could have swayed
me
to
with Brotherhood. You probably could have swayed me to Red Dead, but not to
So why not? Come on, Chris. Come over to the light.
Basically, nope. Fozzie fucked the whole thing over.
Yeah, if Fozzie had gone... If it had been a tie between Red Dead...
Shut it. Just enjoy your stupid Pac-Man.
We will. We will. Me and Jeff will enjoy it.
Yeah. Let it be known to the listeners out there, this is not unanimous. This whole Academy Award shit is horse shit. You've been freaking duped into thinking Pac-Man is multi-console game of the year.
It's a great game. Great arcade. All right,
Fozzie, you know what we should go for? Plants vs. Zombies. You and me. Yeah,
exactly.
That game is incredible. I love everything about that game.
Well, there Angry you go. Birds you had your chance, buddy. Too.
Whatever. Let them have their fun.
All right, so... the rules are going to change a slight bit for the next round, which will be episode 20. So for those listening, it won't be just majority. we're all going to have to agree on this. So for our overall game of the year, that'll be coming up in the next episode.
Pac-Man.
Yes, Pac-Man. Right now there's a strong front run for Pac-Man.
No!
Pac-Man's going to win.
Go play it. Everybody should go play it.
Yeah, I'll play on my fucking break right now.
Try and beat my high score. I'm in the top 500.
You're good, man. You got it up there. Like, I'm just happy I beat my ex.
so bad.
But I'm inching towards you. Like, I'm at... Like, you have on the main board. You have.
Did anybody call the police when you were done? Or?
I played it today for about a half hour, and I jumped on to the... Five minute run.
Yeah.
And I blew my score of Championship 2 out by 130,000 points.
You were like at round like 1.4 million, right?
Yeah, now I'm 1.57.
That is just amazing. That's really good. I'm at like 850,000 now.
It's that game is so good.
Yeah.
And it is now our multi-platform game of the year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, doggy.
All right. So
don't you dare ever take my words again.
Join us in the next episode for our overall game of the year. And I think there's going to be more more arguments like our...
There'll be a lot more drunkenness, I'll tell you that much.
Like our Wii discussion that we had. That was a good discussion, too.
That was. It scared me.
All right. So, yeah, join us next week.
Out Christmas break, home for the holidays, meatloaf and fruitcake, off to grandma's, it's so boring, screaming kids and grandpa snoring, my Aunt Margaret's lost her mind, tripping on a train set, have another box of wine, it's gonna be a merry, merry, merry freaking Christmas, I must be on Santa Claus's list. The mistletoe kiss. Shoot me now. I'm sick of all my relatives.
I'm Santa W. Claus, and I approve this message.